Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about the Zika virus. It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic.
On the news quite a bit. You looked at me like you were surprised that's what we're talking about.
Well, I'm completely surprised.
Or that I sound so excited about the Zika virus. And Dr. Prather, I mean, it is a hot topic in the news.
It is a hot topic in the news.
Why are we talking about the Zika virus today?
Well, the Center of Disease Control and the World Health Organization designated August 20th the mosquito-borne spread diseases. So they decided that there needed to be a lot more awareness on this. There's a lot going on, and a good time to bring up those topics. We do try to kind of follow, you know, what the, you know, with our radio programs, a lot on what the healthcare system of the world kind of wants to talk about. And so this is a apropos type of talk right now. It's in the news. And it is August 20th is International Mosquito Day.
International Mosquito Day. Celebrate those mosquitoes.
They have their own day. Isn't that cool?
I wonder if they had a party. But seriously, let's talk about the Zika virus. And is it something, you know, we don't promote people to worry. But there seems to be some sense of worry. Should people be worried about the Zika virus?
I would say concern.
Okay.
We are in a area where, you know, we really don't pick up the Zika virus at this point.
Indiana.
But it's an interesting phenomena. But the reason that they designated August 20th as International Mosquito Borne Vector Disease Day.
Borne
what? Yeah, well, I know. I'll just say Mosquito Day. I don't really. I'm not going to get that technical.
Okay.
On exactly. But it is a growing problem.
And who is they?
This is the World Health Organization, okay. Center of Disease Control, National Institute of Health. You know, all the big name players, all the people who really know what's going on. And there needs to be an awareness of the mosquito-borne diseases because they're spreading rapidly.
Mm.
If you look at the map of where these, because there's actually several different mosquito-borne diseases, and they are spreading extremely quickly. If you look at the maps that are associated with them, mm-hmm. and you go back even 5 years ago, and where it is right now, it's almost three times as big of an area of mosquito-borne illnesses. So there's a whole problem that's developing on that. There is different reasons on why that's occurring, but one of the things is that the mosquitoes themselves are proliferating with the change in the weather. Mm-hmm. And then also they are expanding their territory on the particular types of mosquitoes that carry these viruses. And there's a very big increase. And so it is of a concern. Mm-hmm. It's something that people, as they become more aware of, there will be more resources put towards that. And then also an awareness of if people are aware, then they know to get tested on it. Understand the risks, understand some of the parts that they play with it, too.
I know there was some concern with the Olympics being in Brazil.
And, correct.
You know, I know some women on the women's U.S. soccer team were concerned.
Certainly.
You know, women that wanted to get pregnant.
Well, one of the things is that the Zika virus has actually spread to the United States now.
Mm.
So in Florida, there were 14 acquired cases that were actually acquired here in the United States as opposed to bringing it over from overseas. And then travel-associated cases, there's, as of now, there's 2,245 Americans confirmed by traveling to the Caribbean or other different places who picked up the Zika virus.
Where is that travel mainly?
Caribbean.
I was thinking European at the same time.
Right, right. Well, it's all in the tropical areas, Mexico, South America, the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Africa, Mediterranean. So it's all in those different types of areas. As you head farther north, the less likely you are to get it, because of course those particular types of mosquitoes that spread it mm-hmm. are mainly tropical.
So you're saying there's over 2,000 reported cases?
Confirmed.
Confirmed Zika virus cases in the United States from travel.
Correct.
From people.
Okay. So, we're planning on going to the Caribbean mm-hmm. coming up. So having awareness, and that's a very common type of thing. And
now I'm worried. Thank you.
Oh, we're not supposed to make you worried. But having a good understanding and awareness is part of the things that they really want to, to get that information out there.
So what are the facts? Let's talk about the facts of the Zika virus.
Sure. And, just to kind of help people out, everybody who gets the Zika virus don't come down with these horrible illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the majority of people who have picked up the Zika virus never know that they're actually sick. Mm. So it results, it doesn't automatically result in an illness. There are people who it can become a definitely an illness. You can actually get, there are reported cases of Guillain-Barré. Mm-hmm. Which is a neurological condition, because the Zika virus can travel to the nervous system. So not only can it travel to the nervous system in an infant and cause birth defects, but it can also travel into the nervous system of an adult. Usually if you are having the Zika virus, it feels more like a flu. If you actually have the symptoms that are associated with the body aches, joint aches.
Isn't it so important to have that immune system strong?
Well, that's actually the big thing. It's if 80% of the people don't even know that they have the virus and get it, mm-hmm. and once you have it, you have 100% immunity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then never have any problems. Many women get the Zika virus and have babies. And there's absolutely no birth defects, So it's not like I got the Zika virus, now I'm going to have a child who has birth defects. No, 80% of them, that actually get the virus and are pregnant have absolutely no issues whatsoever.
Okay.
So, as you understand that, it's not like this deadly plague that's spreading. People can get that impression. Mm-hmm. If I get the Zika virus, I'm going to have and I'm pregnant, I'm going to have a baby who has an issue. No, that is not true. It's something that could happen. And the common theme on that is that you're not healthy. You have a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really more of how strong are you? It's not something that you just want to say, I'm healthy, I don't need to worry about it. But you want to be aware and then follow up on that type of a situation. So, just because you are in the Caribbean, pregnant, and get the Zika virus doesn't mean that you're even going to have even the least amount of issues with it.
Okay. So, is the Zika virus just spread by mosquitoes, correct?
Zika virus is one of the viruses that are actually spread by mosquitoes. There's actually several different types of viruses that can be spread by mosquitoes. And when they're talking about the awareness on that, it's not just that they want you to be aware of the Zika virus, which is in the news, but also they want you to be aware of the other viruses that are just as prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is we had the whole West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness of that, which is actually in Indiana. Interestingly enough, the Zika virus, the mosquitoes that actually spread that, can get all the way up to southern Indiana. So this is something that can be actually eventually could spread all the way up to Indiana. The West Nile virus was also a subtropical and has actually gotten up to Indiana area. Mm-hmm. There are also other ones that are actually even more common than the Zika virus. You've got the dengue virus, which there's about 400 million people who are infected with that particular virus right now throughout the world.
Wow.
It's actually much more common and has more serious infections that rate that goes on and can also cause birth defects.
Why haven't we heard
That? It's not a new one. In other words, it's one that's going on, and there hasn't been the you know, you haven't had the major, you know, the microencephaly, you know, where the brain's small, is kind of like a dramatic type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as dramatic, but the symptoms are actually much worse than the Zika virus and a much more common type of a virus. And then you also have the chikungunya virus.
Spell that.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A. Tried to say that 20 times. Well, I just thought, I think it's a very interesting.
Who comes up with these names?
Yeah, and then, of course, you have yellow fever, which is actually the one that's really dangerous. If you go to the areas with yellow fever, I would definitely get the vaccination.
Well, I had to, when I went over to Mali, Africa.
And it's very effective and very smart.
You have to carry
a
card with your passport.
Right. And they're correct in requiring that. And it's a very effective vaccination on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally not travel to an area that has yellow fever without that, because it is such a devastating type of viral infection.
So you talked about the Zika virus. Right now in the United States, it's, cases have been found in Florida, correct?
Florida, yes. Where the there's cases that have been in the United States, but it was always from someone who either moved here from one of those areas, you know, Mexico, Caribbean, something like that. But now people are getting mosquito transmission. You can actually also get it through sexual contact. So these viruses can be spread sexually, too.
Okay.
So that's something to be aware of also.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about what travel restrictions, you know, people should be aware of right now in the Zika virus.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than
and
just
it feels
feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are.
Mm-hmm.
There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer, especially if you're in a high-stress position. Definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once-a-month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about the Zika virus, which is very prevalent in the news right now. And Doctor, what travel restrictions should people be aware of? You know, we're going to the Dominican Republic in the fall here. What should people be aware of?
Don't, if you go into those areas, don't get bit by mosquitoes.
Oh, okay.
So just tell the mosquitoes just to leave you alone. If you were thinking about, if you are pregnant, if you are thinking about getting pregnant at that time, I would not probably travel to those areas.
Right now.
Okay. Right now. You know, you don't, even though, you know, not just because you're pregnant and you get the Zika virus doesn't mean you're going to have automatic birth defects.
Mm-hmm.
Matter
but
of fact,
you don't want to take that
but
risk.
But you don't want to take that risk. There are 16 cases of birth defects probably from the Zika virus right now in the United States.
Mm.
So, you know, even though the possibilities are smaller, you know, you don't want to take that type of a risk. That is a very devastating thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about getting pregnant, I wouldn't probably take that honeymoon trip to the Caribbean right now.
Interesting.
Those are things to be aware of. As you do travel, you want to, one, make sure that you're healthy. You know, just don't overdo it. The healthier you are, the less likely you are to have a reaction. You can actually get Guillain-Barré, which is a neurological condition, if the virus travels to the nervous system and you're kind of weakened. So if you go to the Caribbean and get drunk every night, you have a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be smart about things. Also, you know, there are higher risk people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have, if you are, you know, having chemotherapy, if you know that you have a weakened immune system through other different types of things that could be going on, those are things that you should consider on where you're traveling and take that in consideration. And then if you do go to the Caribbean, be smart. You want to avoid as much as possible. I know that you can't control everything. But you want to be careful and avoid mosquito bites.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
You know, how can we avoid mosquito bites? You know, I'm even thinking of this summer. I haven't really experienced a lot of the mosquitoes. You know, like most summers. I'm not sure, you know, why that is. Or
I think we've been working too late.
We haven't been outside.
As much. We're working too hard, I think, is part of it. I'm not quite sure if it's a little bit less this year. I mean, also, you know, it's in different types of areas having different type of mosquito protection. You know, spraying for it is a smart idea. There is an increased awareness of it right now with all the different types of viruses that are coming up. You know, as cities are planning, there's a coordinated effort by the Center of Disease Control, National Institute of Health, to try to get the mosquitoes under control. But also for yourself, using, you know, if you are, even right now, I mean, there are viruses that are spread by mosquitoes. So, you know, using the different types of mosquito repellents, wearing long sleeves, long pants, you know, is also very good. Also, you can get the permethrin treated clothing.
That's right. You can get that now.
Which is a very smart idea, you know, for mosquito repellent. There are several different types of mosquito repellent that are recognized by the Center of Disease Control. Of course, you've got DEET, which is a very effective means of keeping mosquitoes off. And that's an off-cutter, Sawyer, and Ultrathon.
I know that's what I would use when I go down to Nicaragua. Is spray all my clothes in the suitcase with that.
Certainly.
Yeah, before, you know, when they're all packed.
Right.
And then that day I would spray outside.
That's a big area to spray.
Well, I take my clothes outside and spray them, you know, for that day. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, especially in those areas.
Right, and then having the treated clothes. There's also several other different types. Picaridin, KBR 3023, which is also in Qatar, Vance, Skin So Soft, Bug Guard, Plus, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, is a nice natural type of way of doing that, and paramethane, diol, PMD, and that's in Repel. So people who don't want to go the chemical route, you can use the Repel, which is a very effective means. And something that if you're sensitive to chemicals, that's a good one to use. Then there's IR3535, which is also supposed to be much easier on the system. And that's in Skin So Soft, Bug Guard, Plus, Expedite, and Skin Smart. So those are different things that, you know, and you know, if you're sleeping, where you might, you know, like in the Caribbean or Mexico, having a mosquito cover over. Babies are especially susceptible to the different types of viruses that are spread by mosquitoes. So as the baby sleeps, or having a mosquito covering, you know, buy one of those, put that over the crib, over the carrier that you put the baby in. And having that just there so that babies who don't have a developed immune system, you know, don't get the particular viruses also. So, you know, being aware and being mosquito smart is a...
Outsmart that mosquito.
Yeah, which is, you know, you want to be intelligent as you're traveling. So as you go to the Caribbean, those are all things to think about. And being aware. And awareness of the mosquito-borne vectors, viruses, is something that can keep you safe and keep you out of harm.
But, and you're talking about the Caribbean a lot, but if there's reported cases even in Florida.
Yes, and Florida too. You know, the farther south you go, the more likely. And again, there's no reason, the particular mosquito viruses, the Aedes, we get those viruses, those particular mosquitoes up here in this area. So there's no reason that those can't spread up, as in the case of West Nile virus. So getting those under control, even now, you don't want to get bit by mosquitoes. It's an annoyance. It makes you itch. But they can spread disease. So that avoidance is a very smart thing to do.
And we talked a little bit, but what other diseases come from mosquitoes?
Well, the mosquitoes, the big thing is that they spread the viruses. And again, the ones that are spread on that and the ones around here, of course, is the West Nile virus that you need to be aware of. And I have actually had a patient who had West Nile virus and had traveled to the nervous system.
Wow.
So that was something that they were being treated for. And that's one of the things is medically they don't have treatments for that.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do in those types of cases is actually rebuild the immune system. And we had excellent results and really got that person back by going through the structure function means.
Yeah, that would be the question. Are there medicines, you know, for these diseases?
There are not.
Okay.
So as you are, you know, have the virus, you know, if you get any of those viruses, and again, the viruses are, you've got the Zika virus, you've got a West Nile virus, which is one that is also spread by mosquitoes, chikungunya,
mm-hmm.
which is again a big virus that's a problem, dengue, which is actually the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that you would more likely get than even the Zika virus. And then you also have yellow fever if you go to a little bit farther south. And that is not something that you want to have. That causes a lot of people to die. And so, you know, those are things that you want to be careful of. And those are the ones that are spread. But what was your question again?
Well, I was...
I got off on the others, and I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah, just the, you know, what other diseases come from mosquitoes, which
right.
you've explained, you know, and saying it's real important to build up that immune system.
Right.
So my question is, why do some people get severely ill, why others don't even notice that they might have the virus?
And that's very true. There are an awful lot of people who get these infections and don't even flinch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not even aware of it, and some of them die. So what is the difference on that? And it's basically the health of their immune system. You know, how strong is your immune system? And again, that's one of the reasons that if you have a weakened immune system, then you should be careful. And when you're talking about the problem with an infection, you have the strength of the infection, you know, how much of it you actually got.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get bit by 20 mosquitoes with the Zika virus, you're going to have more of a problem than if you actually get just bit by one.
Right.
Also, as you're looking at that, then you have host resistance. How excellent is your immune system? If you've already had the Zika virus, then you're actually immune to it because your immune system actually knows how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a reduced lymphocyte count, if you have weakened immunoglobulins, if you have a poor functioning immune system, usually from nutritional deficiencies, then the host resistance is not there, and you're going to have much more of a problem. It can then spread to the nervous system, it can spread to different types of organs and really cause a major disease as opposed to a passing mild infection.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can you tell if you have a weakened immune system? How do you evaluate that?
It's a blood test. Mm-hmm. You can evaluate the strength of your immune system, how well it's working. Just by doing the tests.
Mm-hmm.
So
would that be the Prather profile?
Yes. You know, we really look at the immune system and we know exactly what's going on with that. People are oftentimes surprised because they don't necessarily know that
mm-hmm.
you have a weakened immune system. That is also something that is not told usually by your normal medical doctor. They sit there and say, well, everything's fine. You know, and people bring in their blood work and said, well, I just had a full panel. My doctor says I'm fine, no problems. I look at the blood test and I said, you know, you've got an absolute lymphocyte count of below 1.0. You have a very weakened immune system. This
mm-hmm.
is, you know, you are very susceptible to infections. You're very susceptible to increased chance of cancer. It actually affects the cardiovascular system. So, you know, this is a problem and needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, why wasn't I told that by my regular family physician? And I said, well, that's not what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There's the difference between disease care and structure function care.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to improve the function of the body, and they are there to treat diseases. So, you know, it's a different purpose, a different training, and you need to go to the proper doctor for the proper thing.
Okay. Well, good. When we come back, let's talk about how we can boost that immune system.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Doctors are good people. That's why they avoid the word pain. It's a buzzword. They won't hit it a lot. They don't want to scare anybody. Doctors will tell you all about pressure. They'll tell you all about the pressure you're going to experience. If a doctor tells you're about to feel some pressure, buckle up. In a moment, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure. The pressure hurt like hell! Pressure. All pain involves pressure. That's one of the definitions of pain. He could be swinging a 2x4 at your head. In a moment, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, today we're talking about the Zika virus. It's a very hot topic. The Zika virus has reached the United States. There's how many cases reported?
14.
14 cases in Florida. Now.
And, that are confirmed.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, the West Nile virus did reach Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's possible that the Zika virus could reach Indiana also.
It can.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how important it is to keep your immune system strong and how people can evaluate your immune system through proper blood work.
Correct.
We do something here called the Prather Profile. And why is the Prather Profile so effective?
Well, we look at the entire system. It was designed to cover any illness that could be occurring in your body or any functional dysfunction, shall mm-hmm. I say, throughout the body. Now, it may not be everything that's necessary to check on, but it certainly gives us all the basics of that. Mm-hmm. And we can know exactly that the immune system is not working up to par. A lot of people come in and say, you know, I'm just tired all the time. Fatigue is a very common type of thing. And if you have a weakened immune system, fatigue is one of the things that occurs. And as we get people, you know, we start out, like I had a gentleman who started out with a absolute lymphocyte count of 0.8. And this was, you know, I told him a major problem. He says, well, you know, I don't really feel bad. You know, I never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I have a weakened immune system, why don't I ever get ill?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you need to understand what your definition of illness is. Your definition of illnesses is the immune response. You know, you get the fever, the aches. That's the body fighting off the infection.
Mm-hmm.
You've already lost.
Mm-hmm.
The infection comes in and there's no reaction. So, you know, that's not a good sign.
Right.
That you never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the viruses in your system, and you probably have the bacteria. Matter of fact, you probably have more than the average person kind of floating around causing havoc, but you never have a response, and so you feel like you never get sick. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, as we were rebuilding his immune system kicked in, and he actually had some fevers getting rid of the infection.
Interesting.
But he went from 0.8 on his absolute lymphocyte count, got him up to a 1.5, and he said, I really didn't realize that I was not feeling well.
Right.
I didn't know what it meant to feel well. Mm-hmm. Because there's just a different energy level that
people think that's norm or...
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and it's almost 100% that people who are very low on their immune system, there's two extremes. You have an extremely effective immune system and you never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a kind of a middle immune system and you respond to, you know, you get sick mm-hmm. and have some fevers and things like that. And then you have a very weakened immune system and you never get sick again.
Mm-hmm.
You're just very tired.
Uh-huh.
And then you still get the viruses, you still get all the infections and all the damage that's occurring, but you just don't see the effects of that.
Interesting.
Because it's not, you know.
So it's very important to get the blood work because it tells us exactly what's going on in the body.
Certainly.
Because the people's
perception
right. could be so different.
People are very concerned about symptomatology and not reality.
Mm.
You know,
what
it's,
do you mean by that?
Well, people come in and we say, wow, you know, there's an awful lot going on in here. Things aren't working right. We give them some things to boost the immune system. And all of a sudden they say, wow, I really feel awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to feel good.
Right.
And I say, no.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to clear out the toxins. You're supposed to get rid of the infections. And as you're doing that, that's a poison that you're getting rid of. Your body's immune system is, you're going to war.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get through it, they go, okay, now I'm feeling good. And people relate how they feel. That's why we have such a drug culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people turn to illicit drugs. Because people want to just feel good, not really be good.
Mm. Ooh, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a very big difference on
that.
We're
addicted to that as a nation.
We are addicted to feeling good instead mm-hmm. of being good. And there's a big difference between the two.
Mm. Well, let's talk about, you know, then how to boost the immune system. You know, because... Do you see a lot of people coming in with lowered immune systems?
The majority of people really don't have a immune system that's up to par.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that's a smaller percentage of the patients who come in here. And our patient group is oftentimes better than the average because we have people who care about that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a chronic type of problem, an awareness on that. And yes, it is something that everyone should have. I don't care who you are, young, old, whatever. Get a thorough blood test and have it evaluated functionally,
mm-hmm.
not just disease.
Right. Looking beyond those reference ranges.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's what's really normal?
So are there treatments effective in boosting the immune system?
Yes. And one of the things is, you know, we talk about the viruses themselves. And absolutely there aren't any treatments for the viruses. What you do then is you approach it from boosting the host resistance. One of the things that is very important is viruses, understanding how viruses work. They come in and they actually puncture through the cell wall and then send their genetic material into the cell where it reproduces, makes a whole bunch of viruses, and then it explodes the virus and then they travel to another. That's one of the things that...
sound like war.
It is war. It is war. In dengue fever and yellow fever, the reason that you get those symptoms... one of the symptoms in dengue is that there's bleeding through the mouth, eyes, all the orifices. And that's because the cell walls are breaking down
wow.
in the body. Yellow fever is kicked off because there's a destruction of the liver, because the viruses are just destroying it. Mm-hmm. So you get the yellow fever, that yellow color, because of that traveling through the body. So there's a breakdown on that. So one of the biggest things to resist viruses is to build up the cell wall.
So how do we do that?
Well, cell walls are made up of cholesterol. Mm. So if you are on cholesterol-lowering drugs, you are more likely to be more susceptible to viruses. You need to keep your cholesterol levels at least above 140. If you're below that, your ability to resist viruses drops precipitously. Mm-hmm. So you're much more susceptible. So if you're going to the Caribbean and you're on a cholesterol-lowering drug and you have a cholesterol of 120, your chances, if you do get the virus, of having really adverse problems, is extremely high. So understanding that, we give certain types of things to monolaurin. We have certain products that are known to help to build up the cell wall is one of the things that we did. That was one of the things that I did for that young man who had the West Nile virus.
Build up the cell walls.
We gave him large amounts of monolaurin, got the vitamin C in him. We gave him some homeopathics to help the immune system to identify that particular virus that was confirmed on him, and gave him all the nutrients and different types of herbals, olive leaf, astragalus. There was a lot of different types of things that are known to boost the immune system and boost the host resistance, and then he was able to fight off. As his numbers changed, the tide was turned. His host resistance was much stronger than the virus, and he no longer had any of the symptoms. But that is one way of approaching it. So it doesn't have to be just pharmaceuticals attacking something, because we're actually very poor on the viruses. However,
what do you mean by that? We're very poor
in pharmaceuticals. Yes.
Okay.
We have antibiotics, which we are. We had a whole show on that. That we are losing the war against bacteria because of the overuse of the antibiotics, which is going to then become more of a host issue, than because we won't have the antibiotics to fight it. But we don't really have the antiviral medications that are that effective in these particular cases. However, the vaccination for the yellow fever is extremely effective, and I highly recommend that if you're going to be going into those areas.
So who is most at risk? You've kind of touched on this a little bit, but for getting ill from these viruses.
Well, you know, as you get older, the immune system, babies, are much more susceptible. So being really careful if you take a baby into areas where you could have mosquito-borne vectors, because they do hit babies real easily and they can't really brush them off. So being careful with babies, children, also anyone who has a weakened immune system, you need to be really up on that. Pregnant women. One of the reasons that pregnant women are so reactive to that and it spreads to the baby is that making a baby is hard work. It really sucks the minerals, vitamins, and oftentimes the immune system drops in that type of instance. So having taking care of pregnant women and nursing mothers is a very important type of thing, and that's why they are more susceptible to infections. You know, so anything that there's extra stress, if you're under a lot of stress, if you are one thing is that kids go off to college and they really talk about the infection rate. There's a lot of meningitis, different types of infections that can get. As a matter of fact, they require the vaccinations for those just because that all of a sudden they go off to college. And you send a healthy young man or woman off to college, and when you, but all of a sudden you take that healthy young man and woman to college, and all they eat is pizza for breakfast, lunch, and supper, and they stay up all hours of the night and study or whatever they might be doing at all hours of the night.
And they don't,
and mom is no longer telling them to eat your vegetables, go to bed on time, and take care of yourself, they wear themselves out. Mm-hmm. And then infections that would normally not have been a problem all of a sudden become a major problem.
Right.
So if you're heading off to some place where you can get more infections and you drink and party all night and don't sleep and don't take care of yourself and eat horribly, you are more likely to get sick.
Makes sense. Well, up next, you'll hear Linda's story about how it was like a miracle when the Prather practice helped her headaches to go away.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented, it needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden, all their pain's gone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from.
Right.
One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
How does that
jaw.
Happen? yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw. And their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow. And I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
We are joined by Linda to share her story at the Prather Practice. Linda, what health situation first brought you here to the Prather Practice?
Well, I sit at the computer for many hours a day. And I also have a lot of tension and stress that I hold in my neck and shoulders. So I was just feeling like it was getting the best of me. my plan was to just come in and have a massage or two and do some exercises, hoping that would get me back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't seem to be enough. So I spoke with Lisa, and we kind of found a plan that was going to work for me. And I started into a treatment program.
Sure.
To help, you know, get rid of the tightness and the pain that was in my neck and shoulders so bad that I even had a constant headache.
Wow. Now, had you gone to other doctors or tried any other healthcare options to treat this?
The reason I thought I could do it on my own was because a couple of years ago I did have it, and I went to a physical therapist and worked through some physical therapy exercises, mm-hmm. and you know, a treatment plan that helped.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't. I just thought I could do it on my own.
Sure. So, what kind of treatments have you been doing here?
Well, a number of treatments. Uh-huh. One is chiropractic, mm-hmm. because they did a full X-ray of my neck and spine and realized that there were additional issues, not just a little crook in my neck. So we've been dealing with that as well. And then I started getting decompression of the neck because my my spine and disc needed a little bit more mobility,
mm-hmm.
and then also some manual therapy, which I love. It sounds very sounds very technical.
Sure.
But essentially, it's this wonderful massage of my neck and shoulders that makes me feel so good.
That happens to go through insurance, too, so that's always
right.
Nice, right?
That's right. And then I did auricular, which was sort of like acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
and
help
relieve the pain. I also did some trigger point injections because there were a lot of hot spots in my muscles that just wouldn't relieve and release on their own.
Sure.
So, a number of
great
things.
Yeah. Wonderful. And how have your results been? How have you progressed?
Well, after the initial chiropractic and a couple of, you know, treatments, it was like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the headaches went away, I started feeling better, and then the rest was kind of gradual over time. And then I also, in the result of that, learned how to take better care of myself so that I don't get myself all knotted up and
sure. And
mixed up like this.
Yeah.
So it was really a blessing.
That's wonderful that you've used, or you've learned, I guess I should say, things that you can now apply at work or when you're sitting at a table or whatever. You know, we would love to see you every week if we could, but, you know, our goal for our patients is to get better to the point where they only need to see us once a month or a couple times a month, you know, whatever. So it sounds like you're really learning different lifestyle habits to hopefully make that happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of walking. I'm also doing some neck and shoulder exercises, exercises to strengthen my core.
Sure.
That helps, you know, support
yep. My
body structure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that have improved. And then I'm also taking some supplements.
That you got here as
that
well.
That I got here.
Uh-huh.
That because of the way they do the treatments,
mm-hmm.
you know, they discover some of the additional supplements that you need.
Sure.
So I feel a lot healthier
yeah. Overall. Well, and I always hear Lisa Prather ask, you know, are you doing your exercises? So that must mean you're a pretty good patient. You're doing your homework and
yes. Paying
off. That's a
yes. Good
thing.
Yes.
So for someone out there that's listening with a similar health issue who is thinking about coming in to the Prather practice, what advice would you give them?
I would say that if you've tried everything and think there's no one out there who can help you, you need to come to the Prather practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're professional. I feel secure. I feel like anything they recommend is going to help heal me and my body.
Sure.
And not hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm in good hands.
Good.
So.
Great. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story, and we look forward to seeing you here at the Prather Practice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.